Okay, welcome back everybody to Newsman. We call it the beginning of Kayetzman, whatever you want to call it. So I'm looking forward to a couple of good solid weeks slash months. Hopefully I'm learning continuing the sugya in Maseches Chulin. So we're gonna begin a new sugya. It's actually a Mishnah, really begins the very beginning of the eighth Perek, where the Mishnah begins to discuss parameters of an issa d'rabbanan concerning bas mechala. That's the issa of having meat and milk, meat and cheese, on the same table. So, first question that we have to go back a little bit to a couple of weeks ago as to how to understand why Chazal even made this gezeira. What was the great concern? What terrible disaster could go wrong if there's meat and cheese, meat and milk on the same table? So the Gemara had a whole discussion, which led us down a path, which took us about 3 weeks worth of shiur, to create some kind of a deraisa model of bas mechala here. The Gemara could not fathom that there should be an issa d'rabbanan of merely having meat and cheese on the same table, the same time you're eating, unless there's some potential disaster deraisa that could take place. What was the potential disaster of deraisa? There must be some kind of bas mechala deraisa here. So the Gemara took a step back and said, wait a second, and what's the deraisa? What is so terrible? What could possibly go wrong? Normally, people are eating cold. I'm eating my cold deli sandwich or your cold slice of cheese. What could go wrong so terribly? Gemara says, no, it's hot. The Gemara says, no, but it's not a Kli Rishon. That is a Kli Rishon, not a Kli Rishon. Aleish, not a Aleish. And I think we have what to talk about that in terms of all the different nuances as to what's necessary to create Bishul Deraisa or not. But it is clear from the entire flow of the Gemara that the creation of Bishul Deraisa was critical. And if not for that potential, even though it may be very, very far-fetched, remember we had, according to some poskim, the only Bishul Deraisa that exists was two guys eating out of pots on top of fires. And then we had all kind of very, very yeshivish, maneuvering in terms of eating. But at the end of the day, if not for the existence of a Bishul Bas Machov Deraisa, there never would have been an Issa D'Rabbanan of Asma Halas Gevinim of Asma Hashem. And it's with that background that we have to open up the Rambam, the third of the Rambam Kremos, where the Rambam seems to ignore the last month of Shira. Rambam writes in the third of the Rambam Kremos, so you're not allowed to have chicken and cheese, regular meat and cheese. Why gezeira? What's a gezeira? Mishum hergel aveira. Because it's going to lead to aveira. What's going to be the aveira? Shema yechol zeim zeh. Maybe the two people will eat together. Gafer lach, disaster. That's the reason why they made the gezeira. I don't know. Shema yechol zeh zeh. I don't see any mention of the Rambam of people eating out of pots. I don't see any mention of the Rambam of people eating Chinese with the sternos and the fires being brought to the table to be a klirishon or gabi eish. I don't see any of that. I see the Rambam describing Shema yechol zeh zeh. The one guy eating his salami sandwich and the one guy eating his cheese sandwich. I don't see any mention of any deraisas anywhere in this Rambam. We get the impression from the Rambam that the Rambam ignored the entire last month of Shira. What happened? What happened to that fundamental premise in the Gemara that there has to be a deraisa here? So the answer seems to be fairly partial from the flow of the Gemara. It is a explained and elaborated upon by Genesis and Ibishit to the same crazy place. But in a certain sense, it's straightforward right out of the Gemara. Namely, there was a fundamental machlaikis in the Gemara about the following question. Namely, we have this idea of bas mechala d'oraisa. That's like up on a pedestal, bas mechala d'oraisa. And now we have these gezeiros, these very, very far-fetched, low-level isurim of asal halos, etc. All these derabbanans floating around. In order for an issa d'rabbanan to be invoked, we have to have a direct link to the deraisa. Is that critical? Don't do this, because you're going to come to do this deraisa. Is that chayfala yavar? Is that absolutely necessary? And li yitzuyer, a gezeira d'rabbanan would be too far removed from deraisa. We would throw a penalty marker down and he would say, in gezeira. Do we take that approach? And therefore, we must be able to connect directly to a deraisa. Or is that not even true? That maybe there's no such rule of ingozim zeirah gzeirah. Or maybe this doesn't apply here for some technical, deep, dark, secret reason. Are we really worried? Do we really have in front of our eyes, when the Beis Din HaGadol sitting around, like we said the Moshe so many times, some Beis Din HaGadol, sometime between the days of Meshur, mainly in the Mishnah, are sitting around and contemplating, making Yisurim D'Rabbanan, the realm of Os B'Cholov. Are they staring at the phrase of Engozim Zeirah Gzeirah, and that is limiting their Gzeirahs? Or somehow we kind of toss that aside. Somehow Engozim Zeirah Gzeirah doesn't really concern me. So that was a major machlekes. Who was that a machlekes between? So if you remember, go back to the first of the Mem Karmes for a second. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one who started the ball rolling. Shema min abasa of b'chalav deraisa. Nisa v'dadach derabonan achila gufa gzeirah. V'an nigzah halatu halachila. So comes Rav Yosef and says, now wait a second. The Mishnah talks about not having chicken and milk on the table at the same time. What is going to go wrong with that? Where's the deraisa there? It must be Zakhtav Yosef that Pesar Of was deraisa. Because if Bisar Of was not deraisa, it is inconceivable that they would have made a gezeira of halah atu an isa derabanan, because that would have been a gross violation of engos and zeira of zeira. Rav Yosef was the one, the amir. He was the one who was carrying this flag and waving the flag of engos and zeira of zeira, and therefore every isa derabanan of b'chalav has to be linked directly to an isa deraisa. If not, then the Chiyagav the Logos Rebbe. Rav Yosef is the one who said that. And therefore, it was Rav Yosef who was the one who was so bothered with, hey, wait a second, where's the Deraisa? It's Tzayne B'Tzayne. Where's the Deraisa? It's Klishe Ne'er Mevashel. Where's the Deraisa? Maybe there's no Eish. All the questions, the entire month of Shia before Pesach, that we spent breaking our heads to try to find a Deraisa, that was all because Rav Yosef convinced us that you needed deraisa. It was all munach in that one line of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef shvabin abzarot b'chol deraisa. Rav Yosef was mechiach from here shal deraisa. He was mechiach that b'sarot is deraisa, and he was willing to take a stand on machlekes atanoim because shvabin abzarot deraisa, because not lo yitachein, because lo gazurim zelim. Guess what? That's nice that Rav Yosef held that way, but we don't hold that way. None of the other Amorim held that way. Give me a proof positive. How do I know that nobody else held that way? How do I know that everybody else was not at all concerned with Ein Gozim Zeirah Gzeirah? The answer is very simple. We don't pask in the Sarof with their eyes. Who is the we? Give me a capital W. Give me a Rishon. Who Bishum one of the Eifin was an Eila Adas that Pesarof is deraisa. Who was the biggest anti Pesarof deraisa? Give me a name. Give me a name for Rishon.
Rambam.
He was so bad. He was so against it that the Rambam said, "If you dare tell me otherwise, what are you guilty of?" Everybody saying, "What are you guilty of if you forge and misrepresent the Torah and tell me that Pesarof is deraisa? Tell me what you're guilty of. You a violation of what?"
Baltosef.
That's Baltosef. You're violating. So the Rambam, who does not accept Rav Yosef, on the other hand, the Rambam still accepts the Mishnah. No one's going to argue with the Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol abasa asal ha'asal shulchan mevina fil b'sarayif chutz b'sarchem ovim b'da'agim." Okay, good. Next time you eat locusts, so then you have to worry about basa b'chol on the same table. But short of locusts and fish, we have to reckon with the din in the Mishnah. We paskin, there was a gezeira. So wait a second, says Rav Yosef, that's the Rambam. We who paskin, there is a gezeira against Pesar Oif B'Gvina. We who paskin, that Pesar Oif is only the Rabbanan. So Taka, why did they answer it? Zemin Fundo, it must be that they did make gezeiras with gezeiras. Oh, once you tell me they make gezeiras with gezeiras, then it's a whole different color. So then we can reject Rav Yosef's whole Shibutar about Kli Rishons. The original Kasha of Rav Sheshes, when Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha, hey, wait a second, it's only Tzadim B'Tzadim. And Rav Sheshes, the first time I become is Hakta, so Tzadim B'Tzadim, and Abai had a Dreyach cup with Gezeir Shem Yavim Sresech. And the Gemara drew another cup with Klisheni, and the Gemara spent four lines, and we spent 25 Shurim trying to explain the Shach B'Tai about Klisheni, Klisheni, Ala Eishlai, the whole Chagadya. That was all very important if you live in the world, Rav Yosef. But if you live in the world of the Rambam, who cannot live in the world of Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Rambam doesn't want to get malchus from Malta Yosef, so the Rambam who doesn't live in the world of Rabbi Yosef must deny Rabbi Yosef's basic premise and say, guess what? We hold Tacha Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira. Once you say Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira, when the Rambam formulates the Gzeira, what were Chazal worried about? They were worried. Bishum Hergul Amei, Rishum Yeh Chazem Zeh. A cold turkey sandwich, but a cold slice of cheese. That's right. There's no Klevishon, and there's no Eishon, there's no Eishon. Two guys eating cold sandwiches, and Alzeh never the same with the Rabbanan. It's in Gozer Gzeira. Who cares? But the question is why? Why do we say that? Who cares? I care. You're not allowed to be Gozer Gzeira. What's shot? What are you talking? You're not supposed to be Gozer Gzeira. The Rambam denies the principle in Gozer Gzeira. It's very hard to believe. There are other Gemaras, but they tell the Gemaras that have the idea of in Gozer Gzeira. So, how could, according to Rabbi Yosef Abishas, is lining up the Amaroi ben Ashugya, it turns out that everybody, with the exception of Rabbi Yosef and maybe Rabbi Sheshes, were fine with making Zeil of Zeiras. Why? What happened to the cloud that goes in Zeil of Zeiras? So there is a question about this cloud that goes in Zeil of Zeiras. Is this a problem? Or is this just not a necessity? Namely, is there something wrong with being Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira? Or is it just that Chazal weren't in the business of doing it? They didn't want to do it. It's just too far. Why bother? You know, we want to limit what we're doing. Chazal want to make Gzeiras when they're necessary. So a Gzeira on a Gzeira is a little bit too much, a little bit unnecessary, a little bit superfluous. But there may be more to it than that. Rashi, one place writes, that in Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira is an Aveira. Because the Torah says, "Ushmarti mishmarti," and that means "Asu mishmeres l'mishmart, iv lo mishmeres l'mishmeres." It's not appropriate to make zeros. You're not supposed to make zeros. You know, like Rashi, that your mama should say, "Shalach an iser to be zeros." Or even according to other Mishnah, who might possibly say it's not an iser, but it's still superfluous. So, why is Baschol so different? So, the Rambam himself seems to give you this answer. We're going to hopefully talk about, we spoke about this Rambam in the past. I'll come back a little more in the next year or so. But the Rambam has highlights an idea, and the Rambam emphasizes to us why Chazal made so many gezeiros of Bas B'Cholv. The answer is very simple, says the Rambam, because Bas B'Cholv is extremely misleading. In the Torah Shebichsav, you can make a huge, huge, huge mistake in terms of Bas B'Cholv. If you just learn Chumash and you never had any tradition, you're a Tzuki, you're a Karoi, you're not Bikurus, and you just read the Bible in the literal sense, you will walk away with the following conclusion, that there is no reason for me to keep Bas B'Cholov, there's no reason for me to keep my Flesh and Gemilch tradition separate. All I have to simply be careful is, next time I'm cooking a goat, make sure that I don't cook the goat in its mother's milk. You heard what I said? A goat in its mother's milk. If you're not cooking goats, that's okay. And if you're not cooking it in its mother's milk, that's even better. So there's nothing wrong with taking a sheep and cooking it in cow's milk. That would be perfectly okay. Because now we, of course, we believe in Tisha B'Av. We believe that there's a little bit more to Bas B'Cholv than meets the eye. Now, whether every single Nakud of Chetich Nas Nebel is there, I said that I can't tell you 100%. But there's definitely more to Bas B'Cholv than meets the eye. And it's not just goats being cooked in their mother's milk. That's the truth. That's the illustration that the Torah gives you in Tosh B'Sav. But it means much, much more than that in the world of Tosh B'Sav. And therefore, the Rambam says, because there's so much reason for error, a person may make the following conclusion. A person says, well, the rabbi lets me have my chicken and milk together. Now, why did the rabbi say that? The rabbi knows more than me. He knows that Gedi B'Cholavim was literal. He knows that the Torah really only prohibited goats in terms of in their own mother's milk. So the minute that you start to give in to Bas B'Cholav and you start to be making the Bas B'Cholav, it's going to unravel very quickly. One person is going to say chicken and milk is okay. The next guy is going to say that meat not in its mother's milk is okay. And someone's going to end the second. So the Rambam says that since the Yisra Bas B'Cholav is so prone to confusion, because for whatever reason the Chachmas HaBayre, the Rebbe Hashem created the Torah Shebichsav and wrote it in such a manner that's so easy to err, therefore, Chazal had to counterbalance it and make so many Surim D'Rabbanan just to make sure that we don't end up making that ultimate mistake, because it is really so easy to make that, to err in such a way. So a kol parim, the Rambam is pretty clear that the idea of ein goz zegzer is still something that we reckon with. We don't ignore that, but in uchas bas b'cholov, we're not going to be so worried about that. And therefore, we're going to heap on, we're going to toss onto you, yisurim d'rabbanan galor, gezeris and gabbeg zeris, and that's fine. So at the end of the day, we paskin also halos gvinim basal shulchan. We paskin that the gezer was made even in a situation where there won't be any deraisa anywhere near, and we paskin it applies to oifas even though b'sar oifas d'rabbanan. The Rambam says it's gzeiros, 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 gzeiros. Right. This is the Yaitzim Echal. This is an exception. So, Taka, what was the gzeiros? So, what exactly was the gzeiros? So, the Rambam, as we read it through the Ramakabis, the gzeiros was very, very simply, Mishum Hergol, Mishum Yechal, Zem Zem. We're afraid that one guy's going to be eating his cold cheese sandwich, the other guy's eating his cold turkey sandwich, and they're going to Yechal, Zem Zem. What exactly does that image of Yechal, Zem Zem mean? What do you think that means? So, conjures up the image of two guys who want to share a little bit. Sometimes you go to a restaurant. You probably only do this with family members. I'm not sure you'd be doing it these days, although you probably wouldn't be in too many restaurants these days anyway. But I don't know if you do this on an early date, and maybe if you're married, you do this. We'll get two. You sit there in the restaurant and try to figure out. First of all, 3/4 of the time you can't figure out what exactly the food is altogether, especially if you're trying to show off your Hebrew, you've got a restaurant there, it's Israel, and you're really trying to show off your real bucky in Hebrew, and you have absolutely no clue what, then you're like, you humiliate yourself and you ask to have the English menu, and they tell you just simply turn it around. I remember I was once in a restaurant in Israel many moons ago, there was something on the menu that spelled Beis Reish Vav Zion. So we, as a bunch of American Shibachim, we asked the waiter, Baroz or Baruz? Which the waiter informed us, Adonai said Barvaz. Okay, Barvaz Doc. So that was the end of my SAR, 8 years of every just went up in smoke. Anyway, so back to the story. So the image that the Rambam seems to be described, the two fellows sitting and eating, one guy's eating his barhaz and the other guy's having his pizza. And I got a pretty big portion of duck. We've got a whole personal pie over there. Let me have a bite of your pizza. Let me have a bite. Give me a couple of slices of your duck. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. And that's going to be a big problem. Now, again, it's not going to be deraisa by any stretch of the imagination, but that's what the Rambam seems to be describing. However, if one takes a look at Rashi, so Rashi on our sugya, so Rashi adds on a little bit. Rashi writes, but you can take a look in Rashi. Rashi adds on that Shema Yivlu Zemizeh, Shema Yiglu Zemizeh, Yivlu Zemizeh, so Lashon Rashi. Anyone got the exact Lashon Rashi on them? No? No one has a Gemara? Not even one? Okay, you give me one? Oh, Avi, I see Avi's got his big Gemara. Okay, you can read a bit of Rashi.
That's Kuzdalan and Elf.
Get the Lashon?
Rashi on the Mishnah?
Yeah, it's Rashi, I think, goes the bottom of
Kavtalim Amunav, no?
No, the Rashi of Gimel Beis. Dilma Asi Lemechlinhu, Ki Adadi.
So there's a Rashi a little bit further on. So let me bring back Gimel, hold on, give me a second.
There was a reference to Rashi in one of the sources. We all knew Rebbe was going to ask about the Rashi. How come none of us looked at the Rashi?
Oh, okay. See, it's a bad habit of not bringing your Gemara to Shir. I would send Kirsch to my office to get me a Gemara. It's going to take you about a half hour to get over the bridge, and then the building's closed. So we'll do it the old style way. Okay. So where's the Rashi? Oh, the Rashi on Kuf Gimel Mebeis on the Mishnah. The Masul Mechlin, the Chmino Ki Adadi, the Konagi Ubali Mehadadi. Rashi told you a whole other story. Rashi added on forwards the Konagi Ubali Mehadadi. Rashi says that the two foods are going to touch each other. and they're going to be belay a little bit from one another, and that's going to be the problem. So it's a little bit of a different.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
But who says we're talking about? Aren't we talking about someone in here?
Yeah, very strange.
So who cares if it touches, according to Rosh?
That's right. It's a very strange word, bali, bali, right? Very, very hard word. Unless Rashi doesn't mean the absolute halachic bali in terms of balias, Rashi just is referencing the idea that the food's going to kind of touch one another and that's going to be eating together. It's not clear what Rashi wants with that phrase. I agree with that. I think David is right. I'm not exactly sure what Rashi wants with that phrase, but I know one thing. Rashi doesn't seem to be conjuring up the same image as the Rambam. The Rambam seems to just describe Mishma Yechazim Zeh. The Rambam doesn't say the food's touching anywhere. The Rambam just says you can eat together. I'm going to take a bite of this, a bite of that. You can take a bite of this, a bite of that. And Rashi somehow thinks that no, that the duck and the pizza are going to get onto the same plate together, and they're going to somehow either be literally belay or quasi belay one from another, and that's going to be the achilas basmukov. And again, neither according to Rashi nor according to Rambam is going to be in the raisa here. But there seems to be almost like a little bit of a different chashash. Is this like totally irrelevant? I mean, what's the difference with the chashash? At the end of the day, the din is going to be the same. So. The Badia Shulchan was a little bit sensitive to this, and he actually had a Rashash was a little bit sensitive to this idea, also a slightly different manner. There's a famous question of Rashash on our Mishnah, that if you take a look at the Lashon and the Mishnah, there's something a little bit strange stylistically, just, you know, textually in the Lashon and Mishnah. All meat is also to cook with milk, and the also a halos and magvina ala shulchan. I don't see a problem. It's a pure stylistic kasha. Not a very long dish of kasha, pure stylistic kasha. I'll read it again. Kol ha-gosar ala shulchan. Ala shulchan.
Chalav turned into gvina.
Yeah, when did that milk like turn into cheese exactly? Like, how'd that happen so fast? If you were writing a Mishnah and you wanted to describe, you wanted to formulate an Isser de Rabbana of having fleshiks and milchiks at the table at the same time, I would write, when I'm eating meat, I should never cover milk on the table. How did that trend thing come to Gvina? Why the switch to Gvina? I'm not saying it didn't really differ between Chavli, I just want to know this, why the switch. So the Rashash was already sensitive to that. So the Rashash suggests that maybe the answer is, which could potentially have a huge impact on halacha, says the Rashash, that maybe there's a big difference between gvin and cholov. What's the big difference? Everybody say, what's the difference? I eat gvin, I eat cholov. Cholov is going to be in a cup. It's going to be in a bottle. It's going to be in a receptacle. Go try to put cholov directly onto your table. Please don't try, okay? So even the yeshiva shigar is eating with on the fire. He's not going to have a milk on the table. It's going to be in a cup. So comes Rashash and says, maybe the reason why Chazal switched the nuance a little bit was to highlight that I'm allowed to have a cup of milk on the table at the same time that I'm eating my salami sandwich. What I'm not allowed to have on the table at the same time is a slice of pizza. What I'm not allowed to have is a slice of cheese. But a cup of milk or a bottle of milk, I am allowed to have on the table at the same time. My high. What's the answer? The answer is very simple. That if the nature of the Isser is Shamanage Ubale Behadade, the Chazal were concerned that the two things are going to touch and almost fuse to become one, that's going to be the Isser de Rabbanabas Bukhalavir. That ain't going to happen if it's in a cup, if it's in a bottle, if it's in a container. That's only going to happen Shamanage Ubale Behadade if you have a slice of pizza sitting next to the roast beef sandwich. So then there's the fear of Shamanage, whatever Bali means, according to Rashi. It's not going to happen in a container. But if the Rambam's right, that I'm going to take a little nash. So what does that mean? It means as I'm eating my roast beef sandwich, I'm going to turn to him and say, gee, can I just have a cup of milk to wash that down? So that's Shemir Yechav Zemzeh. So it's the same concern. So the Bari HaShulchan suggests that the same way the Rashash was not just the Kathak, the Loshan and Mishnah seems almost to indicate that the Yisra was only on Gavina, not on Cholov, because of that nuance of difference, maybe that would actually depend on the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly the Takana, what exactly the Gzera was. So it's an interesting suggestion. I don't think lahalacha we accept this. I don't think the shulchan accept it either. I think he just threw it out as a possibility. But lahalacha lemaisa we don't accept this. We assume that the yisad derabanan applies whether it's in a container, whether it's on a slice of cheese sitting on the table, it's a slice of pizza. The yisad applies under all circumstances. But chayshish for the Rambam's version of the example. It's an interesting note that maybe there would be a shibul raya from Lashon HaMishnah to Rashi's idea that the gezeira really only makes sense in a context of shemenagi balinet. But up bottom, the gezeira exists. The bottom line is the gezeira exists. Exists as gezeira, the gezeira. It exists under all circumstances. But are there any time when the gezeira doesn't exist? Are there any exceptions to this rule? So in the fourth of the Brahma Kamos, the Gemara already gives you an
exception.
Yeah.
Could it be that the Gemara rejects the idea of gezeira outright when the Gemara rejects his raya? When the Gemara rejects Rav Yosef's raya from
that's the question. Did the Gemara ultimately, when all the dust settles, did the Gemara really, really mean that we do accept the idea you can make gezeira, which would be against other sugars and shas? The Gemara's in dates, other places do have the rule of ingos and gezeira. Or do we say that the Gemara only rejected in a limited sense? That's exactly what we're in Nachas. That's exactly the Rambam sounds like the only reason why we reject it is because of Basbacha, because of the possibility of making a mistake. That's the Rambam sounds. So is there any exception whatsoever to this rule? So if you take a look at the fourth of the Rambam Kamos, the Mishnah already gives you an exception. If you have two achzirah and two guests in a hotel, and the Gemara just qualifies it a little bit, but the guests don't know each other, so then it would be okay. So what is the Rambam Gamliel telling us? That the reason doesn't apply. The reason was either that they're going to mamish, you know, touch each other, the foods, or the foods are going to be eaten together one with another. But all of those reasons, all highlighting the fact that there's going to be some kind of a relationship between the two people. Or let's say there aren't two people. Let's say it's just me. I'm eating meat and happens to be a cup of milk on the table. That's also a problem. That's a sure problem. But if you have two people, each one eating their own food, and the two people don't know each other, so then none of the fears exist. And therefore, b'chegav, the love goes through. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's chiddush is. We pass an halacha like this, that if you have two achzinoim don't know each other, then the yisur wouldn't apply. What does that tell us about the yisur derabanan? It tells us a lot, because we have a general question. Whenever you have yisur derabanan, you always have to learn each yisur derabanan separately and ask yourself, was this yisur derabanan instituted only when the reason makes sense? That means Chazal built the reason into the gezeira, and therefore they said, if and when you have a particular scenario where the reason doesn't apply, so then the din taka doesn't apply. What do I say? The two magic words. The two magic words are called loy plug. Loy plug is a very, very important principle in halacha and in life, that it is very, very difficult to monitor situations where the nuances are so slight, so, so nuanced, that people are clearly going to make mistakes. And therefore, very often, Chazal instituted things as a loy plug. Even though in your particular case, there's really nothing to worry about. It's true. But when you make gezeiras derabanan, gezeiras derabanan are made for the entire tzibur. So when you're talking about tzorchei arab and tzorchei tzibur, so you have to look at it through different eyes. You can't look at each individual. You have to look at it as a collective group. Yeah. Is it?
Wouldn't this gemara be against Rashi, though?
What would you mean?
Because according to Rashi, why does he care if they know each other or not, if the whole concern is that they're going to be monogamous each other?
No, I mean, the Rashi means they're going to touch each other because there's going to be handing of food between the two of them. That's the problem. It means like, Mehecha Teis, if you're eating on one side of the table, I'm eating over here, I don't know who you are, I'm not very friendly with you, why would my roast beef touch your pizza? What? So, this idea, of course, we find in many, many gezeiros in Chachamim, we find low plugs. That's a very, very common refrain in halacha. That there's a low plug, and probably the starting point is that everything is a low plug until proven otherwise. We know that, of course, in Chamira Sakanta Misura, this was part and remains part of our policy and our communities in terms of minyanim, something that we spoke about in the beginning of this particular crisis. So even though if you stand on your head and you cover the Shechot Torah to explain why maybe your particular minyan won't be a sakana, so maybe you're right. It could be that according to the protem of medicine, you may be right. One guy standing on the roof and one guy standing on the moon and one guy standing three blocks away, and maybe Tachal, you would be right. But the Rabbanim in our neighborhood felt, and many other communities felt as well, that these are Nasat HaRech L'Shiurim. These are types of things that el chamir is a kantani surah, that you start to make chesbainis, start to make exceptions, and you nose it each and every guy to decide what is within the guidelines, not within the guidelines. So you're asking, it's a recipe for disasters. That was the nimnu v'gomru in the Rabbanim, at least in Bergen County, that we have to invoke the halachic principle of lo plug here as well. So I'll get back to the story. So here, strangely enough, the Gemara seems to say that we're not so worried with the lo plug. This is one of these exceptions. This is one of the cases that Chazal told us explicitly, that when the reason doesn't apply, the yisur doesn't apply. And that's why Beis Achshavayim Mistaka Mutar, Shem Akirin says that that's the reason why it's permissible. So, I remember when my oldest daughter was born, so sometimes we would have formula or whatever it was, milk, whatever it was, milk product, would sometimes be sitting on the table every once in a while. So I remember if I was ever eating, you know, in the Heights, we didn't have such a big table. So we're sitting in my kitchen in the Heights. I would sometimes be eating dinner or something, I'd be eating my piece of chicken. And then I would notice that it would be like a package of formula or something on the table, or a bottle that we put on the table or something. So I used to always be mocked to take it off the table because of this mishnah. Also the halos in Boston Gvinel HaShulchan. So then years later, somebody told me that Rabbi Shech Baskin, that baby bottles and baby formula, that kind of stuff, is not included in the gezeira. Why? Because he thought it's like Beis Achshanoim. Says that the same way the Chazal said that when it's Beis Achshanoim, Shem Mekirin Zeh, it's so unlikely that the person is going to partake of the other person's food. He doesn't know what the guy is. So the same thing, that it's so unlikely the guy's eating his, you know, I'm eating my piece of chicken, I'm eating my leftover chorum, and I got a little thirsty. I'm going to grab my child's baby bottle and drink it down. Ooh, I'm going to make, you know, I need a good drink now. Instead of going to the fridge and taking out a cup of juice or something, I'm going to wait, hang on there for a second. I'm going to make myself baby formula. I'll take some baby powder, mix some water, and make myself a little bottle to wash down the chicken. Very, very unlikely. So he felt that was less likely than the Beis Achshanoim. He felt that would be okay. And the way the Pesach was related to me is that the only reason why we have a right to make this cheshbonos is because Chazal made this cheshbonos. Because Chazal said that the yisur doesn't apply to Beis Achshanoim. Examine from there, you see from here that it was not a gezeira as a lo plug. Once it's not a lo plug, then we have a right to figure out under what parameters it's so obvious. If it's so obvious, it's so clear that the reason doesn't apply, there's no fear or anything, so then it's going to in fact be permissible.
Rabbi, quick question?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this seemingly go like it'd be an issue for the Rambam, because the Rambam made it seem like we were trying to be very machmir when it comes to Basar Bakala, better safe than sorry.
Right. So the question is this almost against, or is this almost like support of the Rambam? It's almost like you can read it one of two ways. And maybe because this gezeira is a little bit overboard anyway, it's only overboard because we want to be so careful. So maybe that's dafka why Chazal built a certain leniency into it and said that, you know, yeah, we're gonna break the regular rules. But in Gozer, if it doesn't make any sense, you know, we'll stretch the concern. We'll be Gozer, things like that. But if Lamaisa, there's nothing really to be afraid of. So we're not gonna make the Gozer. So it could be that it almost may be supporting the Rambam. That's why we're so making of the Gozer. Dafka because it's such a common thing to say. I don't know. Think about it a little bit. Think about that a little bit. Nikudami. So now the question becomes, is there any other example that Chazal built into this to be Mekum? So we know for a fact it's not a Lopsum. Now we have already a source from the Mishnah, Shimon Gamliel's Beis Achshanoim. But can we apply this to other kinds of coolers as well? So here the Gemara has a very cryptic line on the fourth of the Ramakamas. The Gemara says that at the end of the fourth of the Ramakamas, second line to the bottom, but also Tfisa Achas. The Gemara said the only time this gezeira applies is only if it's ke'ein tfisa achas. I have no idea what that word. What are the words? Taich. You're writing an art school, taich. What do the words mean? Ke'ein tfisa achas? I don't know what the words mean. So this is the big machlekes rishon. It's actually 2 days in Tosfos. What exactly tfisa achas even means? So Tosfos, in the fifth of the Ramakamas, in Kuzayin and Beis, so Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos writes that there's a double mafsik here. There's something separating between the two. So there's some kind of a physical change here. There's some kind of a physical item that's present. And the physical item that's present is, that's the Loshna Chazal. That's what Chazal meant, that illustration of Tvis Achas versus base Tvisas. There, yes, I'm eating my pizza, and yes, you're eating your hapog, but there's something in between us. There's a wall, you know, literally or figuratively, between us, and that is what creates base tfisas, and that actually is. That's Tosa's suggestion. And then Tosa's backpedals a little bit. Tosa says, no. That's not even one of his. We mistranslated the phrase. At the end, Tosa writes that what it means is that all tfisach, the base tfisach means, it's just a throwback to Moshe Memorial. It means it's just another way of saying that we know each other, we don't know each other. When the Gemara says that it's okay, as long as it's based tfisach, that means they're two different people who don't know each other. But if they're two people who are friendly and chummy and tazi-wazi one another, that's called tfisachas. So according to the second Pshat and Tosfos, the Gemara said nothing. The Gemara just elaborated upon Moshe Memorial. It just added just clarified, which is nothing. We're just clarifying Rosh Hashanah's pre-existing statement. But in terms of any grandiose new heter, any new kula, so we don't really have any new kula. So it's only according to the first antithesis that Chazal is telling us another example of a case where it's okay and there's nothing to worry about. According to the second antithesis, there was no such statement. There is no such kula. So we have now potential chalek zalacha. This is probably the most important shah that we have. Namely, bottom line is I'm eating my chicken, you're eating your pizza. I want to know, Rabbi, what can I do to make it mutter? I know who you are. You know who I am. All the chashashas are there. What can we do? So according to the first Dan, you can build a wall, something that could serve a lachni as a wall. And according to the second Dan, tells us nothing. So what does that machlekes depend on? So that machlekes seems to be just almost like a psychological machlekes. Will that dissuade us from eating together? Will that prevent the Menagdi of Baalim Adad? Will that prevent the Ram Shem Yechel Vasachas? Will that make a difference or not? So how would we even know the answer to that question? What psychology book are we going to read about that? We want to know. What should it be? We have a cryptic law in the Gemara. We have no idea what the Gemara means. Just based on the Gemara itself, we could go either way. If the Gemara is saying something or the Gemara is saying nothing. So we would have to look at other sunyas and shahs and try to figure out, well, is that concept make any sense? That idea make any sense whatsoever? That we're going to put something there and hocus pocus, and now we can breathe easy. Now we have nothing to worry about. The mere presence of something on the table that usually shouldn't be there, this image of this quasi wall or something there, there's never a mopsik. So some of that solves the world's problems. Do we have any other sugyan shas to look at? Now again, we have to be very, very careful. We obviously have to disqualify all the deraisa dikadinim and shas. This is not a deraisa dikashayla. This is a dirabanan dikashayla. This is, we have to find an issa dirabanan, and we have to find an issa dirabanan that's not a low plug. Because if it's low plug, then the game's over, then there's nothing to discuss. We have to find an issa dirabanan, it's not a low plug, that we would have a parallel kind of potential heter. And we have to see what did Chazal say about that heter. That's going to be quite a difficult job. We have to find a din d'rabbanan. We have to find a din d'rabbanan that's parallel. We have to find a din d'rabbanan that wasn't insuperable like plug. And then we have to find something that's going to be like a wall in between two guys eating and hope and pray we can find an answer in Shasta. That's a hard, hard job. But Baruch Hashem, the Rishonim, found it. They walked down the path. And they bumped into the Gemara. It's the Gemara that's relevant to this. And it's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that you give those little dafyom. It wasn't that long ago. It's a Sugin Shabbos that you give. In order to appreciate how this Gemara in Shabbos impacts in our discussion, we have to take a few steps back. So the particular discussion is not a Kasher Shem at all. It's a Yerodei Nachar Kav Sachalik Beis. It's a Chazmid Shem. It revolves around some of the intricacies of what's called in Halacha, what they call the Harchakos. Harchakos Kishmon Keinu Laharchik. They stay far away. There's a concept in a chaznida called harchakos, a whole series of isurim d'rabbanan that were made by Chazal to prevent couple from violating the isur of nida. Now, truth to be told, the concept of harchakos in a chaznida may have its roots in the Torah itself. This is a big machlokes. We spoke about this in the past. A major machlokes in Rambam and the Ramban. Is there a concept of harchakos on the level of d'raisa? Was harchakos totally the d'rabbanan? So the Rambam's understanding is that the basic idea of Rachokas does exist in the Torah. It's actually a pasuk in Chumash, not this week's parsha, following parsha, parsha Zachmei Mos. In the introduction to Parsha Arayis, the Torah says a very, very cryptic statement: Lo sigvu legalas erva. The Torah says, "Ishi shekosh erva, lo sigvu legalas erva." Don't come close to being legal erva. What does that mean? So if you're writing an art school Chumash, how do you type up that phrase? Lo sigvu legalas erva. So you do him a first. We spoke about this 100 times already. The Rambam's famous Shita, the Rambam, Yisurviya, writes that Lasikma Magdal Serba means as follows. Don't come close to be Magdal Erba. Namely, don't do those actions that sometimes lead Lidei Gili Erba. What are those actions? So the Rambam spells it out. Chibuk, Nishuk, etc. Hugging, kissing, touching, affectionate touch, all those kinds of things, which are usually preludes to Gili Arayos. So the Rambam writes, Lo Sikma Magdal Zoi Shteit Nuchumish Lo Sikma, that's what the Torah means. You're not allowed to do. And therefore, if you do it, say Yechai Malkus, it's no different than any other Isser in the Torah. But the Ikaron is different. It's a different kind of an Isser because it's what the Rambam would qualify as a Siyag B'Araisa. That means, Min HaTorah, the real Isser B'Araisa should really be a Mamash, Tashmish Mamash. That's the real emesis. The Torah, Asta, Eza, Siyag, Asta, Torah, L'Zarel. The Torah created a siyag d'araisa. I didn't say the Rabbanon, and we're going to give you Malkus for it, says the Rambam, but the Ikaron, it's a siyag. That's the Losh of the Abbas Rabbi Nosson, those who start for Gehobos to spare Shabbos, those who start Klai Yisrael start for Gehobos to spare Shabbos. So in the beginning of, we have for Gehobos, that's the for Gehobos, we have for Bidan Nasi, but there was a parallel for Gehobos called Abbas Rabbi Nosson, similar braises that follow, give or take, the style of for Gehobos, a little bit more, last, whatever it is, but they were written by the Tana Rabbi Nosson. Nosson was Nosson of Avli. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Dan Nosson. Rabbi Dan Nosson had great, great admiration of him. That Rabbi Dan Nosson lived in Israel, but he was very, very, he was in awe of Rabbi Nosson of Avli. He refers to himself as a great, great covered to Rabbi Nosson of Avli. So in the Pirkei Avos of Rabbi Nosson of Avli, what we call Avos Rabbi Nosson, so the Rabbi Nosson comments on that which it says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah quotes from the Ashkenazi Kasei Vela, Asusiyag L'Torah. So in our Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, it just says Asusiyag L'Torah finished. It doesn't tell you any examples. So the Avos Rabbi Nosson elaborates and says, Asusiyag L'Torah is so important. Ezu Siyag Asta Torah L'Dvarel. What's an example of a Siyag that the Torah itself made? The Siyag that the Torah itself made was the Siyag of Losikra Vilagalos Erba. And the Abbas Rabbi Nosson elaborates upon this, that the Torah itself says you're not allowed to have Kibbutz Benishim, etc., because of Gezeira, Dir Isa, you may come to violate the Isser Midam Amish, the Isser Gilir Isa Amish. That's the route the Rambam seems to be following. So the notion of a Hachok and Uchas Midam, a Hachok and Arias, is a Dir Isa thing against. But with Dir Isa, it's very, very limited. Dir Isa, Rambam writes, so the Rambam writes, any physical kind of a contact in an affectionate manner, that's the deraisa, says the Rambam. There is a concept of deraisa, but it's very, very limited in nature. Then with the Rabbanon, the Chachamim elaborate, and the Rabban disagrees with that. The Rabban interprets that Losikru means gilirais mamish. Losikru is just another way of saying don't have mamish arais with the needle, whatever, etc. But according to the Shittas Rambam, there is a concept of Rechokas Derais. Everybody agrees there's a concept of Rechokas Derabonim. Some of them appear in the Mishnayos, some of them appear in the Gemaras, but there was a whole series of different Yisurim Derabonim the Chazal instituted, lest the couple comes to violate the Dinim itself. It's interesting that these are Rechokas, we pass in Halacha, these are Rechokas were actually only instituted in Ishta Nida. They weren't instituted by other Rais. They weren't instituted by Tadeishas Ish. Let's say, for example, one of the famous chokas that we have, which is according to most, not even a chok on the ikamikra din, a chok about handing things one to another. So the Rishonim quote from Rashi that you're not allowed to hand something to your wife when she's an Ida. So that's what we call one of the chokas. So the pashas advarim is that there's no mokum in the Gemara from that. So some Rishonim want to show you the mokum maybe in the Gemara. Pashas advarim is that's our chok. That's the Torah's chumra. There are chokas, there are isis, there are chokas, there are banim, there are chokas, there are chumras, there are chokas that develop later. So that harchacha of handing things one to another, so machlekes seposkim, does that apply? What if it's not your wife? What if you're going out with a girl and you're on a date? You want to hand her a touch, you want to hand her the keys, you want to hand her something, hand her a book, you want to hand her whatever, you want to give her a sandwich. So we pass in Allah, and that's okay. But that harchacha of handing things one to another is only by one's wife. Why are we so machlekes by your wife? And it's a good reason why, because since the couple is so close to one another, so the fear of chait is so much greater, so therefore there are more chumras that we throw at Ishta Nida. That's the famous Psach of the Shach. Shach writes, that negiyah shaloi b'derech chiva, in a touching in a manner that's completely and totally mufka from any affection. So let's say the famous, the Shach's famous Aur, the Shach writes, that how could a doctor take care of a patient? not always pigoch nefesh. He was a male doctor, a female patient. So Teretz says the shach that he's always shemar b'dechiv. We help him, the guy's a normal person. So it's going to be a negia shemar b'dechiv. He's taking care of her as a patient. As a patient, as a doctor, that's called the negia shemar b'dechiv. So the shach writes that the negia shemar b'dechiv was a harchok of a ish nida. A couple are not allowed to touch each other, even shalom derechiv, when the woman is in need. Not even allowed to hand things to each other. So kavachon not allowed to touch each other, even shalom derechiv. So the shach writes that issur derabanan of negia shalom derechiv was only instituted by one's wife because of the greater concern by other women. There wouldn't be an issur. Again, the shach in no shape or form should be misconstrued and misquoted and misrepresented to say, well, therefore, kind of touching and hugging and kissing. That's ridiculous. Many of those things are mamish chiba, mamish. Some of those things are very, very close to chiba, so I'm not advocating any shape or form, but the shach, in a case where it's so crystal clear that it's under a chiba, so the shach writes, it's not even osam in the rabbanim, except by your wife. So that's what the shach says. That's the grounds for taking care of women patients. The shach writes, ma'isim chol yom, from doctors who take care of women patients. The shach writes, that's what they're relying on. So Rav Moshe quotes the shach in his famous tshuva about going on the train. So Rav Moshe was, yes, are you allowed to go on the subway? So he writes in the Shaila, he was asked about going on the subway, and he spells out subway, Samach al Beis Vavav Yud, subway. So he says, you like to go on the train? So he says, if you're on the train during Russia, on the A train, you're going to inevitably push against somebody else, against another woman. So the answer is that Shalom Ederechiba. So with Shalom Ederechiba, so that's what the Lechachiba, that was never instituted. It's not a problem with your own wife. You're going with your own wife and you're standing on the subway and your mom is pushing against her. That's a problem. That's not what I said to Rabbanus. You have to be careful with that. But if you're being thrown against the Nefesh, away against somebody else, and that's not an issue there. It's not even an issue, not even an issue to Rabbanus. So get back to the story. So again, so we have a whole series of Hachachas. Some maybe they're Isa, some they're Rabbanus, some that were added on after Zman Chachme Gemara. There's a Minhag Yisrael. One should try again. One should try to. Try one has to observe all the dinim, all the minhagim, the rice, the rabbanim, the minhagim, so whatever they are, as they appear in Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Yeraday about harchakas. So one of the harchakas actually, which appears in the Mishnah itself, Mishnah talks about the issur of eating together with one's wife. That's a very, very serious harchak. And again, we'll talk a little bit about what that means exactly. We'll talk about that as we go on. But another hachacha, and it's also a very, very serious hachacha, is when the woman is in Ida, if the husband and wife will sleep in the same bed together. That's also a very, very serious hachacha. That appears in the Gemara itself. That's not a minute. That's a real Issa Gomor. That's an Issa. If the couple are not technically touching one another, so then it's not their Issa. Their Issa will only be, even according to the Rambam, if there's the Giyah and the Rechiba, that would be an Issa their Issa. The mom is sleeping on half a foot away from each other, even though they're technically in the same bed, so then that would not be an issur deraisa, but that would be an issur mederabanan. So the Gemara in that context, in the sixth amount of Kavos and Shabbos and Gimel and Aleph, raises the following Shali Barlow, Nida Baal Shatishan and Baila, he bevigdo, he bevigdo. We have to just understand what sleeping happens from the days of Chazal. In the old days, people didn't wear pajamas. Nobody wore pajamas. So a person went to sleep, they got undressed, they got on the chair, they were sleeping without any clothes on. So if a woman is tahora, so then it's okay. They're sleeping the same bed together without any clothes on. But if the woman is asura, so then that's going to be a big problem. That's even if they're not touching it, if they're touching, that's sure going to be a problem. But even if they're not touching, they're 6 inches away from each other, so that's still going to be that's an issur derabanan. They're not allowed to sleep together in the same bed. So the Gemara is the following shaila: what if they sleep in a manner that's very mishulamik? It's a bizarre way of sleeping. They wear pajamas. It's about chazal. They didn't have pajamas. It was about chazal. They go ahead and they get dressed. So he goes to sleep wearing his suit with his tie and his shirt. She's going to sleep with a clothing on. They happen to be sleeping in the same bed. Who goes to sleep like that? Zman Chazal. Who goes to sleep with their clothing? So the Gemara is a shayla. Maybe that should be mutter. Maybe it should be mutter for the husband and wife to sleep in the same bed together. Who be bigda? He be bigda. What's the shayla? What's the suffix in the Gemara? So the chora, the suffix in the Gemara is as follows. That Chazal seemed to understand that this issa derabanan of Shena v'yachad v'mit achas was not really a low plug. It wasn't that Chazal came up and said, husbands and wives cannot sleep in the same bed when she's in. That's not what they said. They said that husband cannot sleep in the same bed as well when there's a chashash of chayit, when there's a chashash of hergel of it. But if you can somehow circumvent that chashash, so then it'll be okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, is that called circumventing the Chashash? Is that enough of a, we can throw in an important word now, a heker? Can that serve as a heker? Can that serve the fact that that imagery, they're going to sleep in the clothes, something which is not Chazal, was so unheard of, so maybe that gufa will be the prevention. Maybe that gufa will be the Torah. That gufa will create the heker. And they'll remember that they're not going to, they won't end up to be chayteh. So that's the Gemara Shalom. Yibad, we need the Mashatishin Ba'ala, who can think the Vivi Vigda. So the Gemara is a startling answer to this question. I'm Rav Yosef. Toshma, all of a sudden starts pimpling about Basim Chalov, our Mishnah. All of a sudden, the Gemara is comparing. Well, we know there are the Rabbanon that were made in our Mishnah about not having fleshes and milchis together, and we know there are the Rabbanon that were made that a husband's wife should sit in the same bed together when she's in Ida. So those are very similar kinds of gezeiros. Those are gezeiros. Don't do X lest it comes to Y. And again, I wouldn't know how to compare gezeiros to another. Tosfos has a line in Masechta Shabbos that when you start to compare and mix and match apples and oranges and gezeiros, you don't know where you're heading, because sometimes Chazal make gezeiros some ways, some other ways. Tosfos has a phrase, in the Damos gezeiros Chazal lahadadi, unless Chazal compared them. If the Hilgi Amoraim had a better understanding, they had a much clearer understanding of Torah than we do. So if Rabbi Yosef thought that there's a certain similarity in these gezeiros, so he felt we can extrapolate some of the rules from one gezeiros to another. So these are both gezeiros that were clearly not made below plug. And maybe the same way Chazal were mached for making one, maybe we can extrapolate to another. So the Gemara says that it could be that this is even a little bit better than the Ofen Gvina al Shulchan Echad, because here you have deos, there are two people. I mean, you have two people, so that even if one of them may forget Jesus, and one of them may fall prey to the Yetzer a little bit, the other one may remind them. But if Ofen Gvina al Shulchan, if I have, unless there are two people, if I'm myself, I'm eating my chicken and I have my pizzas on the table and there's nobody around, so no one's there to remind me, so that's even less of a protection, less of a precaution. So the Gemara is pimpling with the nuances, the details, back and forth, the precaution, this precaution, that precaution, this precaution. And finally, the Gemara says that here you have, Igadez Vikashino, you can take a look at the bottom of the page, the sixth Mamre Kamos, the bottom of the first page, the Gemara says, Igadez Vikashino, you have a lot of things working for you. You have deos here, because you have more than one person, and you have shinui, it's bizarre, it's different. What would the din be? So the Gemara is playing around with this idea of shinui. So, wait a second, it's not bad. If shinui works here, again, I didn't say it does, if shinui works here, so then maybe it should work for us also. The only problem is that comes the Gemara and finally concludes on the top of the page, then guess what? That is that it doesn't work. Who did the stop also? The Shmamin and Muskan is that it's not also? How did the Gemara know that it's also? How did the Gemara back and forth? First thing was told the psychology, yes, and no, yes, and no, also. She knew what doesn't work. Finally, the Gemara concludes. If you take a look at the top of the page, the end of the sixth Gemara Mekhemis, it's a Pasuk, Tashma, Elaharim, Loacha, Vaina, Blanas, Gilu, Beisova, Ashes Rail, Latima, Isha, Nila, Yikra, Makash, Isha, Nidal, Ashes Rail. That the Pasuk speaks about the violation of Eishes Ish, the violation of Nida, all in the same breath. So whatever you can't do with an Eishes Ish, you can't do in your life as a Nida. So Mar says, wow, you're going to stay Hupi Vigda by an Eishes Ish? That's crazy. That's clearly a problem. So just as that's also a Nida, the same thing. You cannot differentiate between, you can't make Nida more kal than Eishes Ish. Impossible. Therefore, the Hupi Vigda, Libi Vigda is clearly out of the question by an Eishes Ish, so that it's out of the question by Eishes Nida as well. Ad kan de Gemara Shema. So if you just read the Gemara the way it is, it sounds like the game's over. It sounds like the Gemara just said that Shinui really doesn't help. That just because, even though the reality is you make a Shinui, sleeping in pajamas, sleeping in my clothes is strange, it's bizarre. Nobody sleeps in their clothes, Bisman Chazal. And it still doesn't work. If it still doesn't work, that seems to indicate that just doing these arbitration Shinui Taka don't work. And how do we know to compare that to Basim Chalov? Because the Gemara compared it. The whole flow of the Gemara, you just spent 10 lines coupling back and forth between Basim Chalov and Ishta Nida. So once the Gemara realizes that Ishta Nida, Shini doesn't work, so we can extrapolate that and say, oh, the Gemara was trying to learn out Ishta Nida from Basim Chalov. Now we're going in the opposite direction. So once the Gemara concludes that Ishta Nida is Taka Asa, Shini doesn't work. That's not an exception to the Gezeira. So then go back to Basim Chalov. Shini doesn't work either. What was the Shinui? Shini was putting a wall. Shini was putting something there. Shini was the tvisa, the one day in Tosis, that's just having that heker, having that recognizable thing of something strange on the table. Tosis put a one day, and that's okay. That solves the world's problems. So comes the Gemara and Shabbos says, no, it doesn't. It doesn't solve the world's problem. You still got a big problem. So it sounds like the game's over. We thought that we were very comfortable comparing the two Isurim because Rav Yosef did the Gemara already, looked at it through the same eyes. But the problem is when the Gemara concludes that Ishtar Nidus Takashin doesn't help, with the Nami, it shouldn't help for Bas B'chol as well. So when all this all settles, it sounds like we're back in trouble. It sounds like that first Dan Taisus, that Deis Tvisas, as long as it's two different things, as long as it's a hecker, everything's hunky-dory, that's not true at all. So it sounds like we have a riot of roof for the second Dan Taisus, that there is no such din, there is no such etter. So again, we're not backtracking from the fact that this Gzeir wasn't made as a local. We know that. Deis Echsmer is mutter. The Shechta's baby from it will be not to that. But just to arbitrarily say, oh, it's a hecker, you got something on the table, you're good to go. It's a low pashut, low pashut at all, just as it's not mutter in the case of Ishtamid. Yeah.
Can't you say that Lule the Pasuk, which was only used for Nida?
Oh, very good. Okay, good. So you're already defending this. Got to come back to Shem tomorrow. Okay, so you're already defending this. I'll be Shem tomorrow, so we'll see how the Rishonim did to this Gemara. This is the Gemara. This is the Sukkot. Remember, we started out 20 minutes ago. We said we got to find the Gemara. We found the Gemara. We found the Gemara. We're just not sure what conclusion did Rosh Hashanah. We think we have a conclusion to Isser, but Rosh is going to try to save us with a conclusion that happens. So, from tomorrow, we'll pick it up. Okay, good. All right, everyone, keep on staying well.